Erev Tov. If I didn't announce that the program's in Hebrew, well, I apologize. That was a joke. But I know people took me seriously. Okay. Rabbi Mun, he speaks very nice English, but I think an even better Hebrew. But the Eretz Yisrael, you can come and hear him in Hebrew. But it's really a pleasure and an honor to welcome Rabbi Mun in what has really been a difficult week. Rabbi Mun is the Rav of Alon Shvut, of course, where they had the terrorist attack this week. And I don't know how many of you saw a letter he wrote. Just, you know, yesterday I got it by email in the morning that Rabbi Mun wrote a letter to the community. He wanted to go back to Israel and skip the visit here to Toronto, which would be very understandable. But on the advice of other people, he decided to come to Toronto, and we are thankful for that. And I spent the day, gave a shiur at Netivot in the morning, a chat, and it's a pleasure to have him here this evening. In addition to being the Rav of Alon Shvut, he is the founder of Drop Katif, still 9 years later. There are people who need help who were evacuated from Gaza, and helping them to find jobs and get back on their economic 2 feet. And another major project he's working on is these, you know, beautiful books. I don't know how many you have, the Shemitah book, Halacha, bringing Halacha to life. And it's under, my understanding is 80,000 people today in Israel are using these books in Bagrut examinations. And it's getting more and more. And there's really he's really a creative, original thinker running, making a great, great impact in the land of Israel and beyond. So it's a pleasure, Rabbi Mun, to welcome you to our home and to Toronto. And Mvakasha.
ערב טוב, שלום לכולם. יישר כוח, רב קלמן. First of all, I have to thank my mother. Every time I came back from the States giving shiurim, my mother asked me, in what language did you speak? I told her in English. She said, this is thanks to me. She was a British lady. She spoke to me in English all my life. And she helped me to leave the Israeli accent, to stay with it and not to lose it. V'ezrat Hashem, she'ashur yeh li'ilui nishmata. Someone asked me, he took a year off to come to Israel. And he said, I didn't notice that it's Shemitah. Should I switch to another year? I told him, if you have 1 year to come to Israel, come Shemitah. So, this is the beginning here. And the goal of the shiur is to give you a cheshek, motivation for Shemitah. Because next Shemitah, when you'll be in Israel, you'll have to know how to deal with all the things, and Bezrat Hashem, you will be waiting and happy for the privilege to have Shemitah. Hundred and 120 years ago, around, was Aliyah Rishona le'Eretz Israel, the first Aliyah. Aliyah, people that came to Eretz Israel, when was it? Tafreish Mem, 18 and 80. 18 and 80. Aliyah Rishona. Tafreish Mem Bet, 1882. What happens? Shemitah. 2 years after they came to Eretz Israel, there is Shemitah. And they don't know what to do. Dr. Pinsker was, he made a movement called Chibat Zion. Dr. Pinsker had very important people in his movement. One of them was the Natziv Mivolozhin. And Dr. Pinsker goes to the Nativ in Volozhin and asks him, he said, I heard that there is a solution called Heiter Mechira. Heiter Mechira. You sell the land to a goy, and then you can continue quite normally with the work in Shemitah. And he asked the Nativ, can you arrange as Heiter Mechira? The Nativ was very angry. He said, what do you think? You came to Eretz Israel to sell the land to a goy, to do Heiter Mechira? He didn't agree. And in this year, Tafreish Membet was no Heiter Mechira. Next Shemitah came. Next Shemitah, Tafreish Membet, 1889. Next Shemitah, Rothschild. Did you hear about Rothschild? The Baron was very wealthy and helped a lot in Israel. Rothschild decides to try and find a solution also, his people, for Shemitah. They send people to speak with Rav Shmuel Mohaliver. Rav Shmuel Mohaliver hears about the Heiter Mechira and he says, I think it's good. He speaks with the Gaon Mikutna. He thinks it's good. Then they decide they'll do Heiter Mechira, but they have to ask Gdol Ador. If he'll agree, they'll do it. Gdol Ador then is Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. Rav Yitzchak Elchanan Spector hears about this, decides to agree to do Heiter Mechira, but he says, בתנאי, on condition, שיהיה על דעת רבני ירושלים. That רבני ירושלים will agree. Here, it failed. רבני ירושלים, מערים דיסקין. And הרב שמואל סלנט didn't agree to do Heiter Mechira. But the Sephardis rabbis, also then, and also till today, till הרב עובדיה יוסף, decided to do Heter Mechira. And was a big balagano in Israel because was in Yated Ne'eman. I wouldn't know it, but people sent me. I didn't know. Was written Sephardi rabbis that say that Heter Mechira is not good. That you can't rely. But Rav Ovadia Yosef said it's good. And people writing, after he died, you can say whatever you want. But when they went to them, they said, we didn't say nothing like this. They published in our name something we didn't say. We didn't say that it's not working. Usually the Sephardi rabbis agreed to Heiter Mechira. And in this year, Tafreish Memtet, there is Heiter Mechira in Eretz Israel. Heiter Mechira continues 20 years afterwards. Rav Kook comes to Eretz Israel and he writes a book and continues Heiter Mechira. In the other side, Ritbaz Mislutsk is against Heiter Mechira. Ritbaz was very angry on Rav Kook. He writes to Rav Kook and he tells him, when I was a child, I saw you in Volozhin. And I learned from you, Musar, Midot, I saw, wow, what happened to you now? You are doing Heiter Mechira, you are getting close to all the non-religious people. So Rav Kook tells him, I don't know what you found at me when I was in Volozhin. But how can it be that I, in Chutz La'aretz, you say you find amazing things, and in Eretz Israel, Yigara Kochi? How can it be in Eretz Israel, I'm less than what I was in Chutz La'aretz? I should be just more. I have Kedushat Haaretz. Also Chazon Ish was against Heiter Mechira. Chazon Ish comes to Eretz Israel just few years before Rav Kook passed away. In the same week he comes to Eretz Israel, he asks Rav Kook question on Trumot Umasrot. And after Rav Kook passed away, he was against Heiter Mechira. He was before, but he didn't say it. And Till today, there is an argument about Heter Mechira. On what Heter Mechira is based. First, Shvi'it Bazman Hazeh Derabanan. All the rabbis that agreed to do Heter Mechira said we are doing it on condition that Shmita today is not the Oraita, it's not from the Torah, it's just the Rabbanan. Why Shmita is the Rabbanan? So one of the main reasons is She'ein Rov Yoshve Aleha. Most people are not in Eretz Israel. There are also other reasons, but this is the main reason. What will happen when things change? What will happen Ve'ezrat Hashem K'sherov Yoshve Aleha? You know, it's very close. There are 6 million in Eretz Israel, very close. Will it be the Oraita? It will be Safek. It won't be certain, but we'll have more reasons that Shemitah will be the Oraita. I'm not getting into this issue. Every line that I speak now is a shiur. And I told Rabbi Kelman, I think I can speak now for 2 months on Shemitah without stopping. Shemitah is, wow, it's an amazing subject. So I'm trying to do what Yosef didn't do, written Velo Yachol Yosef Lehitapek. Yosef couldn't stop himself. I'm also Yosef, so I need to control myself. First thing is Shvi'it Bazman Hazeh Derabanan. Second assumption that if a land in Eretz Israel belongs to a goy, it has no kedushat shvi'it. The fruit are no holy. It's not holy. The land is not holy. The people that they didn't agree with the Heter Mechira said, how can it be that if a goy owns something in Eretz Israel, it loses his, it's not Eretz Israel anymore? So Rav Kook said, of course it's Eretz Israel. Of course. It's just not holy in Kedushat Shvi'it, but it's Eretz Israel. I have someone that is a doctor. He asked me to make, he wants me to make in the world once a month a video Skype shiur for doctors to take an halachic issue to doctors to make. So he told me that he was in hospital and some Arab came. He was, don't know what exactly, and he spoke to him and he said, look, I heard that in the south of Israel there are places that are not Eretz Israel. I heard that there is no Shemitah there. He understood. I heard that you can do the everything, so it's not a part of Eretz Israel. You know, when you say something like this, everyone can, so he told me, no, of course, it's Eretz Israel. It's just... It's a part of Eretz Israel, but also when you say it to a goy, it doesn't have the special kedusha, and maybe it means that Eretz Israel, any case, it's holy. But it comes to the top just when it's connected to Am Israel. Third assumption is that if the land belongs to a goy, and it's no kedusha shvi'it, a Jew can work in the land. This is also a machloket. But was also a four issue called Lo Techonem. Lo Techonem, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Kaf says, Lo Techonem, Lo Titen Lahem Chanaya Bakarka. You mustn't sell land in Israel to a goy. The people that didn't agree with Heter Mechira said, how can you sell land in Eretz Israel to a goy? Lo Techonem, you mustn't do it. Natziv said, it's Isur Deoraita to sell land in Eretz Israel to a goy. How can you do something like this? The rabbis that thought that you may do Heter Mechira said, you mustn't sell a land in Israel to a goy because you mustn't make the goyim strong in Eretz Israel. But Heter Mechira is the opposite. If you do Heter Mechira, the Jews can be strong and can continue working. If you don't do Heter Mechira, then the Arabs will be stronger because the Jews won't work. And the others will work this year. And also they said it's not for good. It's just for 1 year. And other issues. What's the opinion of Rav Kook on Heter Mechira? Rav Kook says, על עצם ההיתר אין לדעתי לפקפק כלל. רב קוק says, I'm certain that it works. היתר מחירה works. But רב קוק says, in other places, that היתר מחירה is הוראת שעה. It's temporary. רב קוק says that it's בשעת הדחק. רב קוק says that also after היתר מחירה, you can't do everything by Jews. There are things that you have to use going. Rav Kook says that all the time we have to find better solutions. And if we have a small even part that won't do heter mechira, צריכים לסמוח עליו כמוצא שלל רב. That you have to try to find other solutions. Before I continue, I want to say, I think that all the time we have to search for other solutions. But in one condition, that it keeps the Jewish agriculture in Eretz Israel. To live in Eretz Israel and to buy from Goyim or to buy from Arabs, this is not a solution. You are in Eretz Israel, okay, now find the system how you manage in Eretz Israel. You don't live in Eretz Israel and buy everything from Arabs and ruining the economy of Medinat Israel, of the farmers, of the agriculture. Rav Kook and Chazon Ish, both of them had different systems what to do with Shemitah. But both of them tried and worked hardly to do it inside with Jewish work and not just to go and buy everything from Arabs or other people. What is the other solution that can be? The other solution is Otzar Beit Din. Otzar Beit Din, the best translation to English is Otzar Beis Din. I don't know if Jewish court is Otzar Beis Din, Otzar Beit Din. What is it? In the Tosefta already, 2,000 years, written something very exciting. The Tosefta says that the court, Beit Din, would take shlichim, messengers, and would tell them, you will pick all the fruit in the field. You will go and you will pick all the figs, everything. After they picked it, so Beit Din took it, put it in storage, and they did the same with anavim, with zeitim, grapes, olives, higia, zman, te'enim, shluchei beidin, the time that the figs are ready, dan, shluchei beidin, holchim lasadeh ve, in English you have one word, picking. Hebrew is such a special, rich language. Shluchei beidin, holchim ve, אורין אותן. To pick figs is לא לקטוף, אורין אותן. א' ו' ר' י'. הגיע זמן זיתים, שלוחי בית דין שולחים ומוסקין אותן. הגיע זמן ענבים, שלוחי בית דין הולכים ובוצרים אותם. בוצרים ענבים, מוסקים זיתים, אורין תאנים. Okay, doesn't matter now. It's like a song, this Tosefta. You read it, wow. Enjoy the Hebrew. And the Tosefta says, ומחלקין מהן ערבי שבתות כל אחד ואחד לפי ביתו. ערב שבס, בית דין would give it, the שליחים, for each family according to the size of the family. They would give it for nothing. But it's written there, שלוחי בית דין סוחרים פועלים. שלוחי בית דין were hiring workers. The fruit you get for nothing, but you pay for the work. Someone worked, someone picked, you need to pay for the water. It costs money. Today, Otzar Beit Din is most places regular price, so sometimes even cheaper. But not always it's like this. Sometimes it can be the same price, even a little more expensive. The answer It's simple. I have a lot of answers, but I give the simple answer. What takes more effort to make? White flour or whole flour? To prepare. What takes more levels, more shlavim? White. What is more expensive? Hold it. How can it be? When you do something for all the public, it's always cheaper when you do something specific. And also here, Tzar Beidin, it's special, but today it's not the same. Baruch Hashem, it's much better, and it's regular price, sometimes even cheaper. I like very much Tzar Beidin. Why I like Tzar Beidin? First of all, you don't need not to buy from goyim and not to do heter mechira. You manage with Jewish agriculture. Secondly, you manage with shmita, as the Torah said, normal shmita. Third thing, this is the only solution that has kedushat shviit. We speak about kedushat shviit. This is the only solution that the fruit are holy, that the vegetables are holy. All the others, there is no kedushat shviit. Maybe the kifre chumra, but just Otzar Beidin, there is Kedushat Shviit. And it's very exciting. In a minute, I'll explain why is it so exciting. But I have another reason. When I ask myself, what is the best solution? I ask myself, what will be when Mashiach comes? Let's say today, tomorrow, Mashiach comes. You are staying here or you are coming to Eretz Israel? Coming? Okay. You know, once a woman came home and she told her husband, don't ask what I heard. I heard terrible thing. I heard that Mashiach is going to come. He said, so what's so terrible? He said, you know what will happen? Mashiach comes. We'll have to leave all the property, the houses. We'll have to go to somewhere in the desert, palace. What will we do? So the husband tells her, don't worry. God save us from Egypt. Save us from the Amana Rasha. He'll save us also from Mashiach. Don't worry. Okay. Bezrat Hashem, Mashiach comes, so you are in Eretz Israel. Will be Rov Yashvei Aleha. Most people will be in Eretz Israel. Shemitah will be the Oraita. In any case, when Mashiach comes, of course, Heter Michra won't be. It's just temporarily. To buy from Goyim and for Arabs, 100% it won't be. The Torah speaks, all the Torah speaks about Shemitah, about the mitzvah of Shemitah, so we won't live here and skip Shemitah, just buy from Goyim. All the fruit, where are they? Down the trees. Right? No heter mechira, so they are on the trees. Now, we have, let's say, you got a list, let's say, you have a list your wife gave you, buy or get me apples. Where do you go in Eretz Israel to pick apples? Where are apples, good apples in Eretz Israel? Ramat HaGolan. You go to the north, Ramat HaGolan, to pick the apples. Then you look at the list, second thing written, dates. Where do you go to pick dates? Or Yericho, or Emek Beit She'an. Then it says, cherries. Where do you go to pick cherries? Also Golan, but the best place of cherries is, of course, Gush Etzion. My place, yes? I don't believe that once a week we'll have to do Tiul Shnati. You know what is Tiul Shnati? You want to translate? Tiul Shnati, how you say Tiul Shnati? Here, here, this one, what do you say? Annual trip. Okay. Right, this is the word. Tiul Shnati. Lo yachol liot. It can't be that we'll have to go 7 hours around all Israel to pick all the fruit and other things. It can't be. I think it would be a little easier. You know what is Waze? GPS? You can ride the tapuchim, tmarim, zeitim. It will take you in the shorter way and tell you, oh, here I can see 20 people that are going to this field. Till you reach it, it will be empty. Go to this one. I'm working already an app on this. I don't believe that we'll have to do this Tiul Shnati every week. The only solution is that instead that we'll pick everything, the messengers, shlichim of Beis Din, they will pick everything for Am Yisrael. This is the only solution. This solution was adopted a little by Rav Kook, but mainly by Chazon Ish. This solution is agreed also by the rabbis of the Haredu community. Rav Elyoshiv also agreed about Otzar Beit Din. Otzar Beit Din, it's also holy, and it's also Jewish, and this is the solution that I like more than all. Another solution is Yevul Shishit. What is Yevul Shishit? There are a lot of things today that they can keep a whole year, half a year. If you picked a potatoes in the sixth year, it's not connected to Shemitah at all, so you can eat it all the year. You picked a carrot, onions, there are things that you can keep long time. So this is the other solution, Yevul Shishit. Another solution is Matzah Menutak. What is Matzah Menutak? Matzah Menutak is disconnected, like growing in pots, atzitzim. To grow in pots and in greenhouses. To grow like this, I'm not going over all the sugya now, it's Yerushalmi, and it's very interesting. But Chazon Ish said that you may even plant seed in Shemitah in those pots. Why is it so important? Because Otzar Beit Din allows you just to pick. It doesn't allow you to plant, to seed. So Otzar Beit Din is wonderful for fruit. It's wonderful for vegetables in the first half a year. But in the continuous, you need another solution, and the solution of Matzah Menutak is a good solution. Another solution is south of Israel, Arava Dromit. When our nation came from Egypt, they conquered a lot of places in Israel. Kibush Rishon, Olei Mitzrayim. When they came again in Babel, Ezra, Nehemiah, they didn't conquer, they didn't set feet in all the places. There were places that they didn't reach. In those places, it's Eretz Israel, but it hasn't got Kedushat Shvi'it. And there, it's another solution. Chazal tells us that they didn't reach it for purpose that we'll have a place that you can grow in Shemitah. So this is Arava. South of it is called Arava. There is a... Okay, first of all, I have to say, someone asked me, he goes to Israel, he goes to eat with a family, and he asked me, what to do with Shemitah? I told him, if you rely on this family, on her meat, and on the lettuce with the bugs, and all other things, you can either also Shemitah. And I say, I'm trying all the time to find best solutions. But all the solution works. Heter Mechira works. And Heter Mechira today is even better than it was 14 years ago. 7 years ago it started to be much better thanks to someone that was in Toronto. Because he was in Toronto, I suppose he got this Arav Weitman. Weitman, I suppose. He is the Rav of Tnuva. And he, 14 years ago, not 14, 7 years ago, made Heter Mechira much better. Much better. I'm not coming to all the details, but although it's very interesting. And also this year, it's similar. Pachot o yoter. Ktat pachot, aval it's okay. And there are two different questions. First question, if Heter Mechira works. Second question, if this should be the majority, this you should use usually in Eretz Israel. There are two different questions. I mean, there were people that come and say, oh, Heter Mechira doesn't work. I think Heter Mechira works, and today it's even more than all the years before. But from the other hand, 20% of the agriculture in Eretz Israel must do Eter Mechira. They haven't got another solution. This is the only solution, and everyone knows it, that they must have Eter Mechira. Also, the Haredi, also Rav Eliyoshiv knows it. Last Shemitah, Rav Eliyoshiv didn't want to do Eter Mechira. But, I don't know if I may say it because it's a secret that I know, the people in the Rabbanut went to Rav Eliyoshiv and told him, look, you said no Eter Mechira, and then he controlled the Rabbanut last Shemitah. It wasn't. But they don't look. You know we can't handle without Eter Mechira. There are places that we haven't got any other solution. So he said, look, I won't sign on Eter Mechira, of course. But you'll do it, I'll stay quiet. And this is what happened last Shemitah. And there are places, this is the only solution that they must do Eter Mechira. But a lot of other places, they can switch to better solutions. And if we can do better solutions, we should try all the time do better solutions. But as I said before, better solutions that are staying with the Jewish agriculture. Another one thing that I have to say, people in Shemitah for both sides sometimes become very extreme, very kitzoni. There are people that not just that they won't eat Eter Mechira, if a family comes to someone in Alon Shvut, his family came and they are Haredim, and they told him, okay, we don't do Eter Mechira, we'll buy everything other. He said, okay, but you have to kosher all your kitchen. It swallowed Eter Mechira. This is something that never was in Am Yisrael. In Am Yisrael, people were using other things, this Echsher, that Echsher, and when someone guested someone, so he made, especially for the guest, but he didn't kosher the dishes. We know it in Rama says it 700 years ago, to create chumrot that don't allow Jewish people to eat in each other, it's a mistake. This is not the system that was all the years. From the other hand, someone in Eretz Israel called me and said, I have a family, a daughter, that she became Haredi, and she eats just Nochi, nothing else. She comes for Shabbos. He said, what to do? I told him, buy for Shabbos everything Nochi. Nochi is going. He said, you say it? In your book, you wrote so many things. I said, look, first of all the years we buy 20% from going. All the years when you buy vegetables, so most cucumbers are from going. I mean, you don't do Shemitah, you need to do opposite, afuch al afuch. Secondly, to keep the family united, it's more important. People sometimes make wars that are not, no shayach. Shemitah should bring us to be united, not to be separated. So I'm telling all the time the solutions that I think I'm the best. But I think that all solutions you may eat. I'll speak afterwards about Otzar Beit Din more. There is something called Otzar Haaretz. What is Otzar Haaretz? Otzar Haaretz are people that were in Gush Katif. And they were farmers. And they are doing all Mehadrin solutions. But everything Jewish. We'll be there, no Eter Mechira, but no Goyim. We'll be there, or Tzar Beit Din, or Yevul Shishit, from the sixth year, or Matza Menutak, disconnected, or South of Israel, Arava. This Shemitah, something changed in all Eretz Israel. In a lot of issues. First of all, about buying all the things, I went around and other rabbis, I think I spoke all by directly or with my books for around 70,000 people in the last few months. And also other people. Otzar Beit Din is something very, very special. And people sometimes, by mistake, are afraid of Otzar Beit Din instead of being, wow, happy for the privilege to eat Otzar Beit Din. Tnuva made Otzar Beit Din 14 years ago. Rav Weitman convinced them to do. Otzar Beit Din, But people were afraid to buy. Otsar Beinin of Tapuchei Adama. What they do is Kedushat Shvi'it. So Tnuva lost 10 million shekels. And they closed all Agaf Perot Yirakot in Tnuva for a few years. No, they didn't sell at all fruit and vegetables. Otsar Beinin is something that everyone should be a part of. And first of all, it's not complicated at all. In a minute I'll explain. It's not complicated. But also if it would be a little complicated, let's say that someone would give you diamonds. Say, take diamonds. You'd say, oh, I don't want them. How will I keep them? I don't know. You'll manage. You'll manage. You get Kedushat Shvi'it. You get something so amazing. So you say, I don't want it. You know, Rambam wrote a book on Shemitah, Shemitah V'Yovel. Rashi wrote all the Shas Shemitah. None of them had the privilege to eat one cucumber of Kedushat Shvi'it, one apple of Kedushat Shvi'it. It's unbelievable. We are in Eretz Israel. In Medinat Israel, we have the privilege to eat Kedushat Shvi'it. I feel real Geula, Bet HaMikdash, redemption time. It's unbelievable. Usually Kedusha is just in Bet HaMikdash. Kedusha of food. Or connected to Beit HaMikdash. What do we find holy? Where can we find holy food? We have korbanot. We have trumot. Truma, you can eat also out of Jerusalem, but just kohen. It's again chibur to Beit HaMikdash. We can find maaser sheini. Neta revai, the fourth year. Because you must eat, fourth year you made, but you have to take it to Jerusalem. It's again Jerusalem. You have to take it to Jerusalem. You must eat it just when you are tahor. Everything connected to Beit HaMikdash. The only holy food that it's all Israel. And everyone can eat it. Kohen Levi in Israel. And you can eat it also when you are not tahor. This is Kedushat Shvi'it. It's amazing. I mean, we have something that usually we haven't the privilege to eat. We can't eat today. Not Korbanot. Not Maaser Sheini. Not Neder Revai. You have Kedushat Shvi'it. I think there's also something very deep in it. Usually if you want to reach Kedusha, you need to leave your home and to go to Jerusalem, to Beit HaMikdash. Shemitah, Kedusha, gets to your home. Kedusha is in all Israel. According to Ramban, in Mitzvah Taseh Gimel, maybe there is a mitzvah of eating every kazait of Kedushat Shvi'it. My wife likes Shemitah because she says, I eat a lot of salads. All the time she tells me, eat salads, eat salads. Shemitah, she said, all the time you eat salads. I see the jar in the end of the meal, half full. I said, oh, give me. I'm eating more and more. Whatever you like salads. I told them the taste of Kedushat Shvi'it is better. It's a different taste. And also, if it's not mitzvah, it's kadosh. Yerushalmi says, "Mahi kodesh af tvuata kodesh." It's holy, it's something special. So to lose this opportunity to eat something holy. And secondly, it's not difficult. The leftovers. First of all, you try to eat till the end, not waste. Kedusha. You tell the children if all the years they fill the plate and they chuck out half of it and say, "Oh, why did he do it?" If you'll do it next time, then, and never you do anything. Shemitah, everyone understands, take as much as you can eat. You mustn't ruin Kedushat Shvi'it. And if there are leftovers, so you put it in a plastic bag, you tie it and you put it in garbage. Or if you want, you can take, I think it's better, a special container, put the leftovers, and in the end of the day, when the leftovers are already spoiled, if we put the new ones on the old ones, they will be spoiled directly. So you take one sheet of paper or newspaper, you can choose which newspaper, and you put on the old ones, and on it you put the new ones. And in the end, you tie it, and you put it on the garbage, or in the compost, or wherever you want. It's not difficult at all. Even green Irgunim Yerukim. How do you say Irgunim Yerukim? They are coming to me all the time. Oh, Rebbe, we heard what you are writing. We want to come with you. They come after my lectures. I told them, look, but I have rules. You have to do this, this. Okay. They are coming like a rabbi, they speak. They have to do this, you have to do this. They give instructions. It goes with nature together, no problem. It's one, lehefech. It's not complicated. There are more rules, but it's not complicated. And from the other hand, it's amazing. People usually take this container and they write on it, Pach, Shemitah. You know what is Pach? Garbage. Shemitah, I know. I told people, Pach and Shemitah don't go together. Pach is garbage. Shemitah is Kadosh. How can you write Pach Shemitah? Instead of Pach Shemitah, write Kedushat Shvi'it. What a big difference if all the year you are dealing with Pach or you are dealing with Kedusha. It's amazing. And in my house, I told people, Baruch Hashem, a lot of people are doing it, I didn't take a container like a Pach. I took a special nice thing from ceramic. See? Ceramic, and we painted it nicely. Written Kedushat Shvi'it. It doesn't stand next to the garbage. It's on the marble. Kedushat Shvi'it. When there are leftovers, me and the children are going with chilu uchimu, shaking, and putting the leftovers there, and I remember, wow, what a big privilege we have to be in Eretz Israel and to have to eat Kedushat Shvi'it. And this should be the way, the system that you should look on Kedushat Shvi'it. I just have to say, unfortunately, in the last 30 years, once also the Haredim in Israel were eating Otzar Beit Din. Last 30 years, people there decided, it didn't start from rabbis, decided it's easier to buy from goyim. It's easier, you don't need to keep, easier. And they started to buy from goyim. First of all, in our communities, I'm trying to do a big change in it. But also in the Haredi community, there are a little change now. Farmers who do Otzar Beit Din, it's very difficult for them. First of all, they can't do everything like usual. Not everything will be exactly the same. Also, we need to use special heiterim. You know what is heiterim? Mutar, yes? Everyone knows heiter. Asur, not everyone knows, but heiter you learn quick. Heiterim. All those heiterim are based on Chazonish. It's not easy at all. Chazonish was a big mekel here. I think Chazonish in Shemitah is the most mekel me'az Briat HaOlam. It's unbelievable, but Chazonish, I mean, there were other people maybe mekel without knowledge of Chazonish. But Chazonish gave a lot of heiterim. Because he understood that we have to keep the agriculture in Israel, okay? He gave special heterim. Now it's very complicated, but it's amazing. I get all the time questions from farmers, all the time. We are doing Otzar Beit in Gush Etzion. I get questions from other places. I convinced the army. They sat in my office 3 times. And one of the rabbis of the Halacha Center, Halacha Center is the organization that I run in the last 7 years for... also for Psikat Halacha, also for books, and also for curriculums for schools and high schools and elementary schools, and Baruch Hashem, it goes amazing also in the States. This is the reason that I'm here now. Not just. Now it's because of you. But in the States it's because of this. And we have someone in the army, in high standard from the Halacha Center, and we succeeded. The army was going, all the army, to be now Nochri, Goyim. Because there are a lot of Haredim in the army. We convinced the army that instead of doing Nochri, all the army is Otzar Haaretz. All the army, it's exciting. You understand what is the army? The army is the biggest buyer in Israel. All the army is Otzar Haaretz. I spoke to few places. One of the biggest one is Rami Levi. You know what is Rami Levi? In Eretz Israel, the big supermarket is Rami Levi. I told him, look, in Gush Etzion, there are 30,000 Jews. Make here Otzar Haaretz. Otzar Haaretz, you know, what, remember what is it? It's Otzar Beit Din and disconnected and all the... He said, look, I don't know. In the end, we convinced him, Rami Levi, everything is Otzar Haaretz. Just to understand, you go to Rami Levi, a big supermarket. I went after Rosh Hashanah, And I saw, it's all day. You see? Melafefon, cucumber, kdushat shvi'it. It's not a shul, it's not a synagogue, it's a supermarket, yes? Melafefon, kdushat shvi'it. Gezer, carrot, yevul shishit. Agvania, kdushat shvi'it. Lettuce, chasa, matzah menutak. It's unbelievable. It's Jewish supermarket that 2,000 years couldn't be something like this. I wrote a mail to my community. I know that I have to be generous. Every mail that I write comes to to Toronto in them. I wrote, I can't believe it. I'm holding a cucumber of Kedushat Shvi'it. It almost fell from my hand from excitement. Merov itrakshut, like an etrog. And it's very special. And I have to tell you, a lot of people in Israel today, a lot, are in this feeling that this is a privilege to have Kedushat Shvi'it. Someone came to me today, I don't know who, I remember. He gave me something to eat and he said, Lelo chashash shvi'it. In Israel it's written, some places, Mata lelo chashash shvi'it? As if Shmita is chashash. You know this chashash? Echve targin chashash? What, we are afraid of Shmita? Lelo chashash shvi'it. Shmita is something that we have to try and make it as much as we can. So, the Acharedim in Rehovot, in the under Rav Simcha Kuk and Rav Mendelssohn, that they are trying to do Otzar Beidin now for the Haredi community. To change it, because they are buying everything from Goyim, but they can buy Otzar Beidin. So they did it, they came to Gush Etzion, we sat together, but it's very difficult, because it takes time till you convince people that we used to buy from Goyim, from Arabs, to tell them, from now, buy Otzar Beidin, and keep like this. It takes time, so the farmers there, till now, succeeded just selling, or it's not selling, but like selling, they don't get money for the fruit, but for the work, just half every month. And because of this, they are almost breaking. So I'm trying all the time to help them. It's not connected to me at all. But I want, first of all, to help the farmers, that they keep Shemitah, but they do Otzar Beidin in the right rules. What I'm doing there, I told them, we'll try to find people in the world to buy from the farmers every month what is left. Few thousand, kama asrot alfei dollarim, few tens of thousands, and to give it for poor people. Like this, you help farmers of Shemitah, you help poor people, and like this also you have a change that also the Haredi community will eat Otzar Beidin instead of buying from Arabs. You want to ask questions? I wanted to ask something? No. Okay. Now, I want to get to another issue. I believe that Shemitah, above of all the halachical issues, should be also special in all the values of Shemitah. There are so many values of Shemitah. You can look in your page. I wrote here, I'm in this page. Sources, you see? Sources and reasons in the Koteret. Okay. First of all, I'll tell you what I did in this page. You can see in the left side, Rambam, you see? Underneath Chinuch, you see? I gave, first of all, small paragraph from what they say. And then, in the right side, I wrote shortly on what are they speaking, helping poor people, agricultural reason, you see? If you have Rambam, you see, you have in the right side two reasons of helping poor people or agriculture reason. And then Chinuch, and then each thing here is color, each reason is colored in another color. In the right side, I brought all the psukim in the Torah that speak on Shemitah. And I colored in the same color the reason from where did they learn it. From where Rambam learned that it's helping poor people, so it's pink. He learned it from the Achlu Evyonei Amecha. You understand how it works? Every reason is... Now, I won't go on all of it. This you can do with your family on Shabbos. But there are very special things here that what I'm trying to do is to take the reasons of Shemitah and to transfer them to the modern society. Look in the other page. Turn over. Here I wrote, how can we take the values of Shemitah and use them in the modern society? So, let's start. I'm starting from the right side. Although it's English, but I did a little conversion. So, in the right side, I wrote about the social side of Shemitah. Shemitah is not just helping poor people. How do we know it? Because also a poor person needs to own less his own tree. And also the wealthy person can go to the poor person's house and pick a cherry from his tree. Shemitah tells us, first of all, everything belongs to God. Second thing, everyone has the ability to give. Everyone gives, everyone accepts. I'm doing in Shemitah something in all Eretz Israel called Meizam Sh'at Shemitah. Shemitah Hour. What is Shemitah Hour? This is written here in the right side. I want everyone to own a less, to be mafkir, 1 hour a week. What will he do with our once he used to be mafkir, to be own a less, is field. He has no field today. Okay, give 1 hour for chesed, for netina, help poor people in this hour, give advices, volunteer somewhere, do chesed in this hour. I have to tell you, a lot of the I write here in this page, I gave lectures also to non-religious people in Eretz Israel, and all the time, they are coming to me. They are, wow, amazing thing, we have to do this. This is something that can combine everyone. Values is good for everyone. Before I came to here, when I left Eretz Israel, I got a mail from someone that is in a very high degree in Keren Kayemet Israel, and he is an economy advisor. He sent me by mail, I can send it to you, I can send if you want, an announcement. It's written like this. He put it in his shchuna, written, אם יש לך קושי כלכלי, if you have a problem with how to calculate all the expenses in your family, you have a problem, I'm ready to give you advice for nothing. לפי מיזם שעת שמיטה של הרב רימון. This is what he writes, big announcement. Just imagine, בעזרת השם, we are working on it now, that hundreds of thousands of people in Eretz Israel and in the States and in all the world, Jewish people, will give 1 hour or half an hour a week for volunteer in Shemitah. It will be amazing. Special time. Special. The other thing I wrote here is Shemitat Ksafim. In the end of Shemitah is Shemitat Ksafim. All the debts should cancel. This is also in Chutz Laaretz. But most people are doing Prusbul, and they write something that it doesn't cancel in the end. Doesn't matter all the rules now, but first of all, if you have someone that owes you money and you know that he's a real poor person, so you can not write Prusbul on this debt. No, I want second thing. I think the idea is sometimes someone can have a wedding or special treatment in his teeth, and because of this, he gets to debts that he can't cover all his life. All the time, he can't be start from the beginning. Shemitah helps us to start from the beginning. In Shemitah Ksafim, Dvarim Tetzvav, it say, Efes ki lo yiyeh b'chayevyon, will be no poor people in Am Yisrael. First of all, how can it be that it will be no poor people in Am Yisrael? And secondly, the Torah says also that will be, lo yechda levyon mikerev haaretz. This is a very special answer of Rabbi Yosef Bechor Shor. He says, the Torah says that will be no poor people, a part of Shemitah, she says. If Am Yisrael will keep Shemitah, if they'll give for poor people in the seventh year everything, and in the end of the 7 years they'll cancel all the debts, won't be poor people in Am Yisrael. Regularly, there shouldn't be poor people in Am Yisrael. It's amazing. So I suggest that every family will adopt one family that has problems. And we'll help her a whole year, we'll help her to start to be stable. Not just with money, with advice. Imagine another 10,000 families in Am Yisrael are standing on their own 2 feet in the end of Shemitah. I think it can be amazing. I wrote here other things about family, about in the middle, spiritual, that Shemitah helps you to stop a little the running and to think about yourself, your soul, to learn, to be with your family. I did for Shemitah a few things that I wanted it to be more special and more live level, more high in the people in Israel and in the States. So one is the book on Shemitah, this is Hebrew and English, goes with charts and things, tries to show all the knowledge of Shemitah, also the reasons and also other things. Then I said I need to do something for high schools, so I did this book in Eretz Israel. This is Yechidat Bagrut now, in Eretz Israel of Misad HaChinuch. All the sources are in colors according to generations. Here questions and here sources, and like this they can go over and learn all the things of Shemitah. Then I said I need to do something for middle school. So I wrote this book. This is like a comics, see? But it teaches also from the sources. It's much higher level than what you are used to. Then I said we have to play something. So like you have Go Fish cards, I made Go Shemitah. To play Shemitah. And for 20 years I'm dreaming of something that just this year I did. Just 2 months ago. And this is Shemitah calendar. What is Shemitah calendar? Let's say we'll take our month, Chodesh Cheshvan. You see here, in Chodesh Cheshvan, you see a picture of carrots, of chasa. You know, till this date, you'd better be Cheshvan, 5 of November. If you're in Eretz Israel, you can buy in the shuk, in the market, with no hechsher at all, because this is not connected to Shemitah before you'd better Cheshvan. From here, it comes to Shemitah. So all the time, you have fruit and vegetables that come in Shemitah. Second thing, every page, I wrote a rule in Hebrew and English. A rule of Shemitah, shortly, a rule on garden, a rule on buying fruit and vegetables. Third thing, every page I added a value of Shemitah. A value that can be good for everyone, also abroad. Values are good also here. Like here is V'achlu evyonei amecha, is the value of helping other people. Here is the value of family, united family in Shemitah. Every page is a value, and every page I wrote a mission for the family. What to do? I gave a shiur in the Knesset. So, first of all, after the shiur, one Haver Knesset was so excited. He came to me and said, I didn't know the Shemitah is so amazing. We should have Shemitah all the years. I told him gently, you didn't understand the shiur. All the idea of Shemitah, it's one of 7 years. All the years you should have competition and say, once in 7 years you react very, very differently, that all the 6 years afterwards will be better. But you can't do every time. You have a special year. So now, I gave a mission for every mission here. This is, and I try to do practical. If you just speak in Shemitah like this, it also was in the Knesset. People spoke about Shemitah. But you know, when you just speak like this on Shemitah, so okay, you had a shiur, and tomorrow you have nothing. I want Shemitah to help us to be more moral, with more emunah, more close to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I tried every month to give him a mission that all the family will be a little better. Be'ezrat Hashem, another thing we are doing in Eretz Israel, we are opening a Shemitah park in the Botanic Garden in Jerusalem. Just to understand, Botanic Garden in Jerusalem is a part of the university, Hebrew University. It's not religious at all. They planted it on Shemitah. All the Botanic Garden was planted on Shemitah. Now, they are keeping Shemitah. They phone me all the time, Arab, mutar lasot et ze, asur lasot ze, mutar lasot ze. It's exciting. They are non-religious, but they are excited about Shemitah. And we are doing the Shemitah Park. When you go there, in the beginning, You'll see a short movie that I show you now, but it's small screen, so what you see, it's 5 minutes, 7 minutes. And after the movie, there is learning about Shemitah, but in nature, you can see all the rules, all the things. And then, we are doing like Waze. You know what is Waze? GPS? Like Waze, everyone will get an iPad. And it will be competition with all the trees in the Botanic Gardens to learn how to take the values of Shemitah and to do them in the modern society. They run from this tree, that tree, and, chidonim, she'elot. So, Bezrat Hashem, this is the Botanic Garden. And I think that if we work, to make Shemitah more special, also in Israel, also when you come to Israel, search for Kedushat Shvi'it, so you'll feel that, wow, we have a big privilege to be in this generation, to have Kedushat Shvi'it. In a minute, I'll show you the movie. You know what? I'll show you the movie and I'll end with a story. Okay? Just I'll say, you can go to the beginning. This is a movie that we created for the Botanic Garden. And we did it that it will be good also for children, also for adults, also religious, non-religious. And also Keren Kemet Israel adopted this movie. It's a short movie, but just to show a little what is the idea of Shemitah. Okay? There is translation. It's a little small for you, but everyone here understands Hebrew. So it'll be...
מסתובב פה גנב מסוכן.
גנב? מה ניסה לגנוב? את הטרקטור? את המשאבת מים?
פירות.
פירות? טוב, נראה לי שהוא כבר הלך. בוא נלך הביתה. יונילה, אתה יודע שהשנה הכרם לא שלנו.
מה זאת אומרת הכרם לא שלנו? אתה מוכר את המשק? אתה הבטחת לי שלא נעזוב.
אנחנו לא עוזבים, רק שהשנה אנחנו לא נתעסק בחקלאות. השנה זאת שנת שמיטה, ובשנת שמיטה אנחנו כבעלי השדה מצווים להפקיר את הפירות הכל לטובת העניין. ככה אנחנו נלמד להיות אנשים טובים יותר ונדיבים יותר גם בשנה רגילה. הבנת?
אבל אם ניתן את כל הפירות שלנו לעניים, מה יהיה איתנו? מה נאכל?
אל תדאג, מותר לנו לאכול מהפירות שלנו, רק מה אסור לנו למכור. חוץ מזה שבשנה שעברה היה יבול כל כך טוב, הייתה ברכה מדהימה, שזה יספיק לנו לכל השנה ואפילו לשנה הבאה.
רגע, אבל אני לא מבין מה זה השמיטה הזאת. למה, מה צריך אותה בכלל?
שמיטה זה שבת הארץ. כמו שלנו יש יום אחד למנוחה, ככה לארץ יש שבת משלה.
אבל שנה שעברה לא היה שמיטה.
נכון, כי שמיטה זה פעם בשבע שנים.
כמו ששבת זה כל שבעה ימים?
בדיוק.
רגע. אבל זה אומר שעכשיו הארץ תנוח במשך שנה שלמה?
כן.
אבא, הגנב.
ארי, מה קורה? יש פה גנב עד מסוכן, תדע. וואלה, גם אני מחפש אותו.
יאללה, תביא את הפירות שגנבת.
מתי גנבת?
למי קראת גנב? חוצפה?
דוד, דוד, תירגע, זה בסדר, דוד.
מאיפה אתה מכיר אותו?
אני מכיר אותו מהשמיטה הקודמת.
מאיפה?
כל שבע שנים דוד בן מכיר אותה.
הבן שלך?
כן, כן, כן. הייתה ביניכם פשוט פה איזושהי הבנה.
שום אי הבנה, ראיתי אותו גנב מהכרם שלנו.
אל תדבר אליו ככה. בן אדם טוב.
בן אדם טוב לא נכנס לשדה של מישהו אחר בלי רשות וגונב לו את כל הפירות.
הוא לא גנב, הוא אוסף את זה לטובת הנזקקים. חוץ מזה יש לו רשות.
אבא שלך הרשה לי.
אתה הרשתה לו?
מה אני הרשיתי לו? התורה הרשתה לו. אבי, תלך, אתה בסדר, אנחנו נבוא לעזור לך. הנה, אתה זוכר מה שהסברתי לך על שמיטה? זה בדיוק העניין. גם אנחנו וגם האדמה שאנחנו עומדים עליה, הכל שייך לריבונו של עולם. זה מה שהשמיטה מלמד אותנו. שמיטה זה כיף, אני אוכל להיות איתך שנה שלמה בבית, לשחק, לטייל, כל מה שאתה רוצה.
מה, אתה תשחק איתי?
כן.
למשך שנה שלמה?
כן.
ואני אפילו לא אצטרך ללכת לבית הספר.
מה פתאום, בטח שאתה הולך לבית הספר. גם אני הולך ללמוד.
איתי, בבית הספר?
לא, לא אצלך בבית הספר. אני הולך ללמוד, לשבת, ללמוד תורה, להתחבר לערכים, כמו בשבת, מנוחה. טוב, יאללה, בוא נלך. בוא נעזור לו.
היה בסדר, because it's very small, you couldn't understand? בערך. טוב, first questions, and then I'll say a story and we finish. You have questions? Someone? Yes. It's not Otzar Haaretz. I don't think so. No, especially not now, in this season, maybe in the end of the year, to find some now something like this can't be. It will be, but it won't be Otzar Haaretz now 100% won't use Nochri. Not now. Maybe in the end of the year. Now, I don't think so. Maybe they didn't find anything else or something very light. It's not Otzar Haaretz. It לא יכול להיות. לא יכול להיות. I know Otzar Haaretz. לא יכול להיות. It's maybe other Otzar Beit Din. I don't know what. It's a good question. Wow. What do you say? Yes. You ask. I said that in the first Shemitah in Eretz Israel, Taf Reish Mem Bet, they didn't have Eiter Mechira. So what did they do? Wow. So first of all, it was very difficult. But secondly, because they just came, was the beginning, wasn't a lot of agriculture in Eretz Israel like 7 years afterwards. It was very beginning. So it was difficult, but they just started. They didn't have a lot. 7 years afterwards, a lot of Jews came. A lot of Yishuvim were more, and there it became a much bigger problem. Shukwach. Yes. Flour for bread is no problem because 90% of the flour, in any case, all the years come from abroad. Now, there is flour in Eretz Israel, but it's not the main problem. Yes. תודה רבה. Going for a restaurant. In the bottom line, I'll tell you, I go to restaurants like all the years. All the years I go to restaurant, I go to Mehadrin restaurant. But as I go to Mehadrin, can be Ravanut Mehadrin. Ravanut, but I go to Mehadrin because I think the issues of... I'll give you an example. Someone from the States, last Shemitah, called me and told me, phone please to this hotel and check for me what happens in Shemitah. Now, you know, for me, I don't think it's a problem at all. But he asked me, and he helps Gush Katif. So I said, okay, well, what do you help me? I'll help you. Although it's not my... I phoned the hotel. They told me, Etzleinu akol nochri. Everything is going. Then I asked him, tell me, the meat is glat here? Lo, po en basar chalak. Ze lo mehadrin po. I asked him about other things. So basar chalak or other things that are much more important... He's not makpid, and he's makpid bidyuk on shmita that shvit vazman hazeh derabanan. I think that in the bottom line, you can go normally, and especially because you don't go every day to a restaurant. It's few days. Okay, so if it will be, usually mehadrin will be nochri, will be goyim, but it doesn't matter now. I don't think that if it's just few days, I don't think it's a problem. Yes. Export is a question, and I said before that still we have some of the agriculture maybe to do Heter Mechira, and we are doing it. Some of the reasons is because export, although, according to a lot of systems, also if it's a Tzar Beidin, you may take it abroad. And although the Mishnah says, En motzin perot shvit me'eret Yisrael lechutz la'aretz, you mustn't take. But the question is why? First of all, it's Isur de Rabbanan, it's not the Oraita. The question is why? So the obvious reason is, what do you mean? It's Kedusha, should stay in Eretz Israel. But the R system, Rav Chaim Berlin, and also Adam Arsham, said that you mustn't take from Eretz Israel lechutz la'aretz because it won't be enough in Eretz Israel. People of Eretz Israel won't have what to eat. And according to this system, they said that if from the beginning you grow for chutz la'aretz, it will be okay. So, yes, Makom, we have to think what is better, to rely on them and to do it, Sarbein, and to Eter Mechira, but there are other systems also. Okay, I'll finish with a story. You want? Look, first of all, there are mashgichim. Everywhere there are mashgichim. On all the things. I can tell you that Otzar Bedin in Gush Etzion, I'm much, much, much more calm. Because all of them are religious. And they, all the time they try, they ask me to do this, to do this. But well, everywhere you should have mashgiach. Okay. I'll tell you the story. I wanted to say another thing, but I don't remember what I wanted to say. I have a story, but I had something before the story, but... okay, I'll say the story. I'll say the story. 7 years ago, I came to the States to help the people from Gush Katif. And I went, I gave shiurim, and I had meetings with people that will help the people from Gush Katif to that we can raise money to help them. And then I came to Manhattan. You know what is Manhattan? I went there, and between meetings, I found myself hungry. I went out, and I searched for a kosher restaurant. I know that you will laugh at me. I mean, what do you mean? But that is full with kosher restaurants. In the street that I went, I didn't find anything. I went around, didn't find. Okay. Then I saw a supermarket. I said, oh, I can go to a supermarket. I came in, and I didn't know what to buy. You know, everyone knows people that come from Chutzar to Eretz Israel, they say what to buy. Eretz Israel is the best place in the world for kashrus. The best. You know, you have to know how to. I didn't know what to do. Then I saw fruit. I said, oh, fruit is okay. I took an apple. And then I thought to myself, are there halacha questions in this apple? So I said, okay, trumot u'ma'asot. Trumot u'ma'asot, there is no trumois or ma'asot. Trumot u'ma'asot in chutz la'aretz, right? No problem. Then I said, orla, first few years you mustn't eat. Also in chutz la'aretz. But then I remembered that the Gemara in Kiddush in Daf Lamed Chet says, Safek Orla v'chutz la'aretz mutar. If it's not true, if it's Orla, if it's in chutz la'aretz, you may eat it. Then I asked myself, maybe a question of Shemitah. But I said, no question, Shemitah v'chutz la'aretz is no Shemitah. Then I look at that apple and I said to myself, so what is in that apple? An empty apple. No holy, no trumot u'ma'asot, no kedushat shvit. I lost my appetite, I put it back and I went out. Now don't think that I don't eat chutz la'aretz perot in yerakot. Just now, I had a nice meal. Rebbetzin made a nice meal. So just now I had yerakot chutz la'aretz, vegetables of chutz la'aretz. But when I fought then on Eretz Israel, I got so upset that I lost my appetite. To understand, we are in a special generation, special time, and especially in this time, this is the first Shemitah for the last 120 years that there are no quarreling between Jews on Shemitah. No milchamot, no wars. Usually they wow, fighting. Small things. This Shemitah once, in the first time of the last 120 years, velo ravu alea. No quarreling. This Shemitah is a special achdut in Am Yisrael. Special thing. It's because also the kidnapped of the kids and the war, but it's something special. This Shemitah, a lot of people non-religious apart, a lot. They come to me all the time. I told him, in Hoshana Rabbah, I gave a shiur 11 o'clock, 11 o'clock in Shari Chesed. Shari Chesed is all Haredi. People called me, they said, wow, we were so excited to see Rav Yosef Tzvi Rimon, big modaot in Shari Chesed. And then I gave shurim in Gush Etzion for children and youth. Then I went to give shur in Modi'in. Then I gave shur in Jerusalem. And 1 o'clock, 1:15 at night, I went to Tel Aviv, Sheinkin, to give shur to non-religious people. There are people from television, from newspaper. You know, people, I brought one of my daughters and a friend with me. I told them, don't worry, it won't be long. I started 1:15, it continued till 3:30 at night. More than 2 hours, I got home 4:00, 4:30. I feel something special is in Eretz Yisrael now, of achdut, of ratzon leshmita, lechibur. So Be'ezrat Hashem, that we can continue this special feeling. And when you come to Eretz Yisrael, search for Kedushat Shvi'it, and tell Todah to Kodosh Baruch Hu that brought you to this generation to have Kedushat Shvi'it, Kedushat Eretz Yisrael. Shtiyeh Birkat Hashem Alechem. And for me, it's very exciting now, because I'm going in a few hours to a flight to Eretz Yisrael. בעזרת השם, יום שישי בבוקר בארץ ישראל. Okay.
Thank you very much. I have to agree with B's comment about how the Heat Lavut, and it's really a pleasure to hear, a pleasure to have you, and Nesiyah Tova, and had much hatzlach and all your important work in so many endeavors.